Jesus addresses unforgiveness in our gospel. We thought Peter was a fisherman, and so he was, but as a fisherman, he ran a small business with Zebedee's sons. And like all businesses, there's some accounting involved. But I think Peter was dealing with another kind of accounting that we all deal with when we count up hurts. We count up offenses. We do have memories. It's hard to forget hurts. And Jesus, when he said to Peter, not seven times Peter, maybe Peter thought he was being generous. Not seven times Peter, but 77 times. Jesus was referring back in Genesis, the very beginning of human race's fall, there was a man, a character named Lamech. And Lamech boasted that he would requite 77 times vengeance for somebody who just bruised him. So this tendency to count and even to go beyond a hurt, but to really inflict pain, we can all struggle with this. Jesus says, your mercy must have no limits. No limits. No counting. When we look at the parable, the servant who owed the king a huge debt, it just said huge debt, but in scriptures it's 10,000 talents. I want to give you an idea what that is. 10,000 talents. One talent equals 6,000 days of work. One talent, 6,000 days of work. We may have some accountants here. I'll do the math for you. That's roughly 20 years. One talent, 20 years. 10,000 talents, 200,000 years of work. More than any lifetime, right? Can this man possibly pay the king back? No. So in a sense, his debt is going to send him to hell. And that's, you can't pay it back, and if you have to stay in prison till you pay back the last penny, he's not paying it back. So Jesus is saying that this kind of wickedness keeps a person in hell. Now, I remember a time in my life, and I think we all struggle with unforgiveness. I know I sure did. I had a brother. We were just a year apart, still do. He's still alive. But I'm recalling a time when we fought tooth and nail pretty much every single day. Poor mother. Every single day we would be at each other, and sometimes as we got older, our fights, especially in high school, they got pretty severe. There were fist fights. And one particular fight was very bad. The whole neighborhood had gathered around and kind of were cheering us on, you know, taking sides. And my brother is about the same size as me, but we were pretty wiry and fiery. And my brother got the hockey stick out. And that's when we started battling with the hockey sticks, and that was a bad move. I didn't have a hockey stick. That was a bad move. I should have just ran away and stopped the fight, but I didn't. And he pummeled me with that hockey stick. Now, I was livid. I was so angry. I was, you know, ready to just batter him, and I started to do that. To my great sorrow, though. But I got in a good punch into his ribs. And at that moment, I felt as though I had just punched Jesus Christ. I have no other way to describe it. I felt my brother's pain, but I also felt the Lord's pain in that instant. And I stopped fighting. At that point, all I could do was hug my brother. At least I tried. And he continued to beat the hell out of me, literally. But, he stopped fighting too after a while, after he realized I'm not fighting back anymore. And, we never fought again. Never had anything like that ever happen again. And I reflected, our fighting, keeping a tally of how many times he hurt me and how I hurt him, it made the whole family upset. I had two other brothers, I have two brothers, two sisters, so there were three younger children besides us. It brought sadness to them. It brought sadness to my parents. And it even trickled over to extended family when they would come and visit. Why would anybody want to come into a house where there's lots of fighting going on? You see, when we take vengeance, we do bring, in a sense, hell to those around us. But our mission is to bring heaven to those around us. And that's why Jesus says 77 times, put no limits on your forgiveness, on your mercy. We have a tendency when we think about getting hurt, maybe we won't take the same kind of punishment back in kind, but we can subtly keep a tally in the back of our hearts or minds. Maybe we don't treat that person with the same friendliness. Maybe we withdraw our affection for them because we haven't forgiven them. Many other ways that we exact punishment on another person. So today, brothers and sisters, let's experience anew the mercy of God. Jesus has forgiven all our debt. The problem with this man in the parable, the servant in the parable, is that he didn't let it sink in. He had 200,000 years of labor forgiven. If you wanted to translate that into money, someone did that. It was about $7 billion. Imagine owing someone $7 billion and just, it's gone. Wouldn't you be just jumping from the rooftops and, crying out, doing a dance? If your mortgages suddenly went away, how would you feel, right? All your debt gone? How would it, you would celebrate? When we come to the Eucharist, Jesus forgives us. When we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, everything is forgiven. He wipes it all away. And he doesn't expect anything back other than us. He loves us, right? He wants our hearts. So let's give Jesus our all. We're his. We're to live for the Lord, not for ourselves.